I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul, where Turkey's longest-running peaceful protest entered its 1,000th week. The Saturday mothers each week hold a silent vigil, demanding justice for their relatives who disappeared while being held by security forces. A mother calls out for justice for a child she has not seen in decades after being held by the police. For 1,000 weeks, the Saturday mothers, as they call themselves, named after a similar campaign in Argentina, gather in Istanbul's Galatasaray Square to hold a vigil to demand to know what happened to their missing relatives and hold those responsible to account. Hundreds of photos of those who disappeared while being held by the security forces are on display, including Hayrettin Eren, whose sister Iqbal Eren has been campaigning for decades to find her brother.
Hayrettin Eren de İstanbul'dan gözaltına alındı.
Hayrettin Eren was detained at the Zarakan crossing in Istanbul and taken to the Gayrettep police headquarters where he disappeared. Although we have 5 witnesses confirming his detention, they always deny he was held. We also saw his car in the yard of the security directorate. Even if 44 more years go by, we will not give up seeking justice for my brother and for all the disappeared.
Hayrettin Eren's enforced disappearance occurred during military rule in the 1980s. But most of the hundreds of enforced disappearances happened in the 1990s, at the height of the Turkish state's war against the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. The Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, then prime minister, met in 2011 with some of the Saturday mothers, promising justice. There were investigations and even court cases into those responsible for the enforced disappearances, but all ended in acquittal. In recent years, the state has cracked down on the mothers, deeming the protests as subversive. Istanbul's Galatasaray Square, where they meet, is now permanently sealed off, and usually only a weekly token presence of 10 people is allowed. Emma Sinclair Webb is a senior Turkey researcher for Human Rights Watch.
In the period especially of the early 90s, 92 to 94 mostly, an enormous number of mainly men were arrested and never seen again. As if those in power cannot bear to have these women and these relatives of the disappeared meeting every Saturday and presenting them with the crimes that the state committed. And therefore, every effort has been made in recent years to either prevent them meeting, to violently disrupt the demonstration by arresting them, handcuffing them, taking them away to the police station, or actually just making it impossible for them to meet.
The Saturday Mothers' 1,000th week anniversary saw an outpouring of support across social media and even a pop music video commemorating their struggle. Rock star Teoman recorded Saturday Mothers, recalling their struggle for justice in the face of intimidation and adversity. The song's video went viral across social media, a struggle the Saturday Mothers say will continue until they find justice for their lost relatives, says Birsen Karakoç, who's been searching for her brother, Ridvan, since the 1990s.
We are trying to explain that the disappeared are not abandoned. They are not orphans. We are trying to learn about their fate. We are trying to understand why they were tortured to death. We want justice. That is why we are here every week. We have been here for 30 years, since the first week, and we will continue to be here.
At the end of the ceremony, Birsen's brother, Hassan, places flowers to remember the forcibly disappeared, calling out that until our disappeared are found and those responsible are brought to justice, we will never give up. A sentiment shared by all those present. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.